USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole has died at the age of 98, according to his family. Dole ran for president three times, including against incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
The senator announcing earlier this year he was being treated for advanced lung cancer. Cases of the new coronavirus variant confirmed now in nearly a third of the United States. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells ABC's This Week the number is expected to grow.
We know it's in, as of last night, about 15 states. We know we have, several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The court has issued yet another setback for President Biden's vaccine mandate. Here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation.
Security being increased at retail stores across the country as they face a pandemic of organized retail crime by smash-and-grab mobs. Major stores like Home Depot, CVS, Target, and Best Buy have taken the brunt of the damage by flash mob raids, which have increased in scope and size in recent weeks. Stores in California, Illinois, and Minnesota have been repeatedly attacked in the past few weeks, with the Bay Area being hit hard in particular. Critics are blaming the increase in serious property crimes on left-wing district attorneys and permissive policies by state governments. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis is in Greece for a three-day visit with Greek Catholics. Not everyone took kindly to the Pope's visit. Police stepped in when a man shouted at the Pope.
A Greek Orthodox priest on Saturday shouted, "Pope, you are a heretic," at Francis in Athens. A man with a long white beard wearing black robes and a black hat was taken away by police after shouting at the Pope as he entered the Orthodox archbishopric. Francis arrived in Greece on Saturday to visit the Greek Roman Catholics in an effort to bring together the Eastern and Western churches. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Epic Times reports at least 10 cases of COVID-19 have been reported on a Norwegian cruise line ship disembarking in New Orleans. All crew members and passengers are fully vaccinated for COVID-19, according to the Louisiana Department of Health. The crews left New Orleans November 28th, making stops in Mexico, Honduras, and Belize. The crews expected back to port today. College football playoff set. Alabama, after their upset of Georgia, will play Cincinnati. Georgia gets Michigan, both of those games on New Year's Eve. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.